Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Xandra. How are you?
Good.
I'm glad I got through.
Yeah, well, what's going on? What'd you need?
Well, okay, I've been trying all morning because I need your help. I have to find someone I met in the snake pit over the weekend. Like, I feel like if we could do, like, some kind of, like, on-air misconnection type thing, maybe he'll hear it and he'll call in. Because, like, most of the guys I know listen to the station. Like, everybody I know listens to the station, so I'm thinking he probably does, too.
Oh, okay. Well, we've never, like, done that before.
No, yeah. We've done other connections before, and it's never worked out.
Well, we haven't done, like, a misconnection. Like, I've met somebody, and I lost them type of a thing.
So you really want to go down this road?
I mean, might as well.
Okay.
She wants our help. I mean, we can't guarantee anything. Like, we have not had good luck with this before.
We're 0 for 2, Xandra.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'm totally willing to take the chance. I totally am willing to take
Well, then tell us what happened at Snake Pit. What's going on?
Okay.
Yeah, so who are you looking for?
Yeah, well, the problem is I don't remember his name.
Okay.
Okay. Like, I think it might be James or Josh or something along those lines. So, basically, I was in the Snake Pit with a group of my friends when Action Bronson was on, and this guy I noticed was right next to me, and he was, like, so hot. He had on shorts, a cowboy hat, huge, like, beautiful blue eyes, and, like, it was just immediate. It was immediate. Like, we locked eyes, we started dancing together. Well, I was dancing on him, but whatever. And let me say, I'm pretty sure I felt his cobra, if you know what I mean.
Oh, you made his trouser snake rise? Okay.
Yeah. So, like, needless to say, we got a little handsy, and before I knew it, we were making out. Okay, and when the set was done, I remember him picking me up, sweeping me off my feet, taking me to his tent. He told me how hot I was, and that, like, he had to go, and I never got his phone number. It
oh,
was
no.
Like a fairy tale. And I swear to God, these feelings are real. Like, I've never met a stranger I connected like this before. Like, I even told my parents about him. Like, he was like a dream.
What, you told your parents about a guy you randomly met in the snake pit? I mean, that's kind of serious.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, like, I'm like, I feel crazy saying this, but I genuinely think it could have been love at first sight. Like, genuinely think.
Hey, guys, you're not going to believe this. On line three, guys, there's a guy on line three claiming to be this dude.
No, there's
no,
not.
No. The one whose cobra was risen.
Shut up.
Producer MYK, can you see if he can hang on real quick? I got to play a song, but then we can talk to him next. Is that okay, Xandra?
Oh, my God. Yes. I cannot believe this actually freaking worked. I'm sweating.
All right, well, maybe let's not talk about the sweating. All right, we'll be right back on the Joe and Alex Show. Hang on.